RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille with our regular feature, Inherently You. Now back to Melanie and Dr. Holly.
If you're someone who's afraid of meditating, or you roll your eyeballs and say, oh, please, I'm not going to sit on a pillow and meditate. I don't think that's for me. Well, then you just need to listen up to this segment, because Dr. Holly, nationally recognized and licensed naturopathic doctor, can be heard every Tuesday at 11:30 Central Time right here on Inherently You. So, Dr. Holly, meditation, why are some people resistant to it, do you think?
Oh, my gosh. I have all... Why? Because it's hard, and I'll tell you why. I'm going to give you this story, and yes, we're on Inherently You, and people, I'm going to front load this by giving a website. It's where they can find more about Inherently You. It's called getintothegap.com, because I have found that there's a gap between all these things we know and what we're doing and where we're misstepping with our health. But you know what? The gap is where it's at, because this is how I kind of feel about meditation. When I was in nursing school, so this is a long time ago, because I was a bachelor degree nurse before I became a naturopathic doctor, there was one class where, I'm not kidding you, we had to meditate. And the teacher would say, she was like very, and very sort of stern in her teachings, and she said, like, you have to shut off your thoughts. I mean, if anybody tells me to shut off my thoughts, it's kind of like, don't think about the number seven. What do? You just think about the number seven, right? I mean, it's like my legs were shaking, my breathing, I couldn't settle down. I was like complete monkey brain. Like, there's no way people were going to tell me, like, you have to meditate. So I think people have a hard time because we have, like, so many thoughts that come through our mind. And when you're meditating, it's all about clearing your mind, right? Well, this is how I started to learn about life in general. You know, I mean, I think that the best meditation guidance that I've ever been given, because I have been, as I've gotten older, truly wanting to slow things down, is just notice, be in awareness. Oh, there's a thought. And then just come back for your breath. Oh, and there's another thought. You know, it's kind of like I was in surgery. I was actually a surgical nurse, and the surgical suite that we worked on, the patients were actually awake, okay? So we were taught not to say oops, like if we dropped a sponge or something, right?
Because yeah.
when you're being operated on, who wants to hear any people who are supporting you say oops, right? So, but what we were taught to say is ah, you know, like ah, and then of course we would communicate behind the person's head and like dropped a sponge or what have you, but it would be ah. And this is exactly what I think needs to happen, not only if people choose to sit down, ground themselves, and meditate by, hey, not having to shut off your thoughts because, baby, they are going to come, but actually be able to just be aware, oh, thinking. But here's how I like to spin it with life, okay? I think I see people, you know, it's the whole I'll start on Monday crowd, you know, and it's a big club, let me tell you something, right? And they say it over and over and over again, and there's many gatherings on every single Monday, right? I'll start on Monday. And they're going after it again. They're going after their goal, whether it's getting their cholesterol numbers down, whether it's getting better sleep, whether it's drinking less alcohol, whether it's cutting down on coffee, whether it's losing weight. You know, I'll start on Monday only to be foiled by this, that, or the other thing, right? They know what they need to do, and they just can't align themselves up to get congruent and get it done. I call this the gap. But for me, I think how we stop this destruction, how we stop the vicious cycle of shame that happens when this happens over and over and over again is to actually stop saying oops and start saying ah. It's actually to be able to go, okay, you know, I did it again. I really need to scratch my head and start thinking about this. Like, what happened? I got to do an autopsy perhaps on this last time. You know, where am I? Where is it unconsciousness? Is it because I'm sabotaging out of fear? Is it comfort that I need? And so this is the living meditation that I've started to be introducing to folks at getintothegap.com. All about being able to really turn your life of oops into ahs.
Wow. So, okay. I agree with you. I would like to turn life from oops into ahs. And like you, when I was in graduate school and I worked in the department where people were awake and in the cath lab, you weren't allowed to say oops. So I know how that is.
Yeah.
Now, when we talk about something like meditation and actually getting it going, I'm somebody who every day sort of does a conscious nap, and I sort of call it my meditation. I shut down completely and close my eyes and clear my mind and listen to my breathing. And I find that it's the only thing that gets me through the day. I can't pull an all-dayer. I'm just not somebody who can do that.
Not so,
Not anymore. I don't think I ever was, honey. So for meditation, for people that definitely are somebody who roll their eyes and say, it's not going to help, it's just Eastern mumbo jumbo, what do you say?
You know, I think that it's kind of like anything else. Meditation has a connotation around it that's huge, and it feels daunting. So if we can swap that out, meditation to, hey, this is just a little bit of quiet time. Maybe I'm just centering or grounding. You know, there's really scientific research behind putting your feet on the ground of the earth and actually just anchoring in. Contemplation. This is just what I do every day. This is part of my, if you look at the being bank that I've created, like, this is a deposit into my bank of health, okay? You know, a withdrawal would just be keep going, keep going, keep going, you know, have a glass of wine, crash, have a huge cup of coffee, go, 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 have a glass of wine, crash, have a huge cup of coffee, go, 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 have a glass of wine, crash, okay? This is something that people can do. So they can name it whatever they want, but I think it's really important. Because we're talking about science here, Melanie. It's about the autonomic nervous system, okay? There's two parts of it. There's the sympathetic nervous system, and that's your fight and flight, right? And I think a lot of people get into this sympathetic do loop where they almost have an autonomic dysfunction. They can't get over into parasympathetic where you rest, relax, and repair. And it's like you can't. Your receptor sites are too full of, like, go, 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 like excitatory neurotransmitters. And the balance has been lost for a long time. So every little bit, it's kind of like your phone. If it starts running out of juice, what do? You plug it in. We need to be plugged in, unplugged, well, unplugged in some ways, but plugged in other ways, because we've got to create and maintain that balance or things are going to go faulty. And this is what I'm seeing in our chronic health issues, and this is what I'm seeing across the board on a daily basis with folks who can't get it together to even meet simple healthcare goals.
So what do you tell people about meditation? What do? They sit there, close your eyes, they picture people going, you know, and all this kind of stuff.
Actually, one of the ways that I start with people is there's an app that I love. It's called Brainwave, and they're biurnal programs. Okay, so you're basically hearing in your earpieces, you're hearing the ocean, but there is a headache relief, there's dreamy sleep wake up, there's deep sleep, there's power nap. But you're having biurnal tones that are actually training your brain. So it's something that you can do, the waves, and it doesn't have any birds or anything. It's just the waves that are going that you hear. And so it's one of those passive things that get people's mind to settle down. A lot of times why people can't get into meditation is they're too jacked up. It's kind of like a little kid, you know, forcing a little kid to take a nap when they're wired on sugar. You know, it's just not going to happen. So this is something, the Brainwave app is really nice to start people, even getting used to their brain starting to slow down a little bit.
That's not easy for people to do because our brains don't seem to shut themselves off. I mean, especially if we're somebody that is going all the time, like you say, and we absolutely can't shut it off. So does that help to shut it off? Is that what it's going to do? And if we do that, wrap it up for us. Tell us what good it's going to do for us.
All right. So living meditation, you got to look at your life and ahs instead of oops, okay? No more blaming, shaming, criticizing yourself. Let's start getting curious before critical and start being aware. Just like in meditation, if you go to sit down and all of a sudden you're thinking about balancing your checkbook, all you need to do is go, there I am thinking again, and just come back. Come back to your breath. I mean, you start with 2 minutes. Move to 20 if you can, you know, 1 minute at a time, or try a passive way like an app with Brainwave where you can actually just start, you know, from a passive way, meaning you can be walking, but these tones can actually help your brain settle down. One way or another, you got to strive to keep the balance because that autonomic nervous system fires on both edges, the parasympathetic and the sympathetic, and we need to restore and have both of those sides healthy.
Rock on, inherentlyyou.com. You can go there and get into thegap.com. You can see more about Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.